So, I am just starting this blog again after a long time. I'm trying a new technique. I'm just speaking without preparing a text first, and then later I will be typing this out. I think it's going to be a lot easier to get something completed this way because when I'm writing first, I tend to get lost in thought and I have trouble finishing what I'm trying to do. This way, well, I'll be finished and I just have to transcribe what I've said, even though I think, well, who knows, maybe it'll be more interesting than what I've written and then subsequently spoken. The things I've been trying to do lately have been to get an essay written about how to tutor at Link. There's already a guidelines for tutors at Link, but I've been writing an essay about my personal spin on it. It's been really hard because it's a very difficult thing to break down into a system or a strategy. Tutoring is very instinctual, and you often are just throwing spaghetti at the wall, as it were. There's an expression when in English when you say when you're trying to do something through trial and error, you say you're just throwing spaghetti at the wall to see if it sticks or not. That's what tutoring is like often. You're just coming in and you're trying to make it as interesting as possible. You have some preparations, but you don't know if it's going to work or not, and if you don't know if you're going to use them or not, because when you're tutoring, you're always, the only rule, I guess, is when you're tutoring, you're always trying to dance around the area where there's the most group excitement, and it may not even be close to what you were prepared to tutor. That's a in itself a very profound statement. I mean, a lot of teachers would prefer just to teach what they prepared, even if there's no excitement in the group about it. But I find that, you know, the zest of tutoring is more about being in the moment with a group and only using your plans if it fits with the moment rather than forcing the moment to fit with your plans.